It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Allie Walker. Hey, Allie.
How we doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Excellent. New song called Maybe I'm Still Drunk. We'll talk about that in just a second, but you and I have never chatted before, so why don't you just introduce yourself to everybody, Allie?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Allie Walker. I am originally from Prince Edward Island, actually, so quite a ways from you, but I'm based out in Ontario now. I've been doing the whole country music singing thing for about 12, 13, 14 years, and I've been putting out music for the last few years, and this is my first radio single, Maybe I'm Still Drunk, and I'm excited to be chatting here with you today about it.
Terrific. Tell me about the song.
This song is just so fun. It's an up-tempo hangover anthem, basically. I think everybody has had those days where they wake up and just wonder, oh gosh, what have I done the night before with that extra little bit of liquid courage? So I think it's a very relatable and fun song that you can kind of just drink along to and just have that hangover anthem.
I was thinking, if ever there was a song that people can relate to, it would be this one.
Unfortunately, yes. I'm sure there's been one too many times where I've woken up just wondering, oh Lord, what have I done? That regret, right? But then, yeah. You know what? Sometimes a little extra liquid courage, you get stuff done. You have those conversations that you wouldn't normally have had.
That's right. You solve a lot of problems in the world, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Where did you record the song?
This song was recorded during the pandemic. I recorded it with Danning Tupel. He is a member of Emerson Drive, and he's been doing great with production with Tyler Joel Miller and Tave and Don Omero. And I've been working with him for over a decade as well. And it was exciting for us to be able to record a whole album, actually. So I put my first single out from this upcoming album. It's called Country Music. That was put out at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. And during the pandemic, I just posted a bunch of demos of new songs I was writing on TikTok. And then I had a bunch of them blow up. And basically, my TikTok fans decided which songs I was going to record for this album. And then I wanted to put a few on there that they had never heard before. So Danik actually brought me this song. It was the first time ever I recorded a song that I didn't write. It was by two Nashville writers, Hannah Ellis, who is an amazing artist on her own, and Alex Masters. And it really just rounded the album out, having that fun up-tempo aspect to it.
How did you like handing the reins over to other songwriters since you write mostly by yourself?
Yeah, I always write on my own or with co-writers. So in the back of my head throughout the years, I always said if great songs came along, like there's so many songwriters out there and there's so many songs just sitting there without a home. So I was always open to the right song. And Danik knows, you know, some songs work well on radio, some don't. And he said, this song, I think radio listeners would love this song. It's great and up-tempo and fun and cheerful. So we added it to the bunch for that reason.
Nice. Talk about the Country Music Association of Ontario for a second. We always like talking on this program with different people across the nation and the associations that are involved with. Talk about the CMAO for a second.
Yeah, so the Country Music Association of Ontario here, I am on the second ballot for Female Artist of the Year and Rising Star. So it would be an honor to get to the actual final nominee ballot. I was on the ballot 2 years ago for Rising Star, so I feel like, you know, maybe this year is my year. I could actually come home with one of the awards, which would be pretty cool. I've lived in Ontario for over a decade, so I definitely, you know, call Ontario home now. So to be able to bring home an award would be pretty cool. And I mean, there's so many artists based in Ontario, so the competition is stiff.
For sure. It definitely is. Allie, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way?
Well, I've been on the TikTok really having a lot of fun over there. So definitely add me on TikTok, Allie Walker Music, A-L-L-I. I post lots of unreleased music. If you follow me on TikTok, you know what's happening and what's coming out next. I really give people the inside scoop on TikTok. And then Instagram, same thing, Allie Walker Music. I'm very busy on all my social medias. I love to keep in touch with everybody. So definitely give me a follow over there. And then you can find all the new music on Spotify and Apple and Amazon. And I'm pumping out the music this year. I'm excited to say that.
That's awesome, Allie. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you. And hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
Allie Walker on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.